Welcome back, everybody. It's the Sports Zone. Keith, Dave, and Robert in studio on a Monday. Weekend winners and losers to get yourself into the program. Still to come, Wyoming Athletic Director Tom Berman in about an hour. We go to the phones and visit with our first guest, though, joins us every Monday, talking Major League Baseball, Tracy Ringlesby on the program, the Hall of Famer with MLB.com. Tracy, how's it going today?
Yeah, last week, I remember Dave said something about he couldn't make the Wednesday game in Laramie because he had to pick his daughter up at the airport.
Right.
But he'd be there over the weekend.
Right.
Did you see him there over the weekend?
He was MIA. We had him on assignment. He was on assignment. Monty's backed away.
I'm glad to hear he's at the studio. I mean, I thought maybe something had happened. I'm glad to hear he's at the studio and he's on the air today because I really started to get worried.
You've kept him quiet. He has no rebuttal, Tracy.
I have no rebuttal. I'm a wuss.
You know what? It wasn't that bad. It was actually pretty nice as long as you were in the sunshine.
Now, did you stay on the west side in your seats the entire game, or did you venture over? Because it looked like a lot of people ventured over from the west side to the east side during the game.
Well, there were plenty of open seats.
Oh, man.
You weren't packed in there like sardines.
Well, that's the tough part right there. I mean, you can warm yourself up if it's crowded.
Right.
And it's tough to warm yourself up sitting on aluminum bleachers when it's 18 degrees outside.
Yeah, it was not, but, you know, when you don't get the win, people don't realize what it is. We realize it because we live here, but people don't realize just how nice the weather is when the wind doesn't blow, no matter what the temperature is. If the sun's out and the wind's not blowing, it's not bad.
Tracy Ringlesby here with us. So, Tracy, just, you know, this time of year, you know, we're coming up on December. Some things will begin to heat up with hot stove and all that kind of stuff. But right now, is this the toughest year for part of the year for baseball fans and baseball writers to really drum up anything and get things going to talk baseball?
Yeah, I think what happens is you've had the GM meetings. Everybody started to kick the tires just to see what could be out there. Then you've got to start setting your rosters. You've got to decide, first of all, who you're going to put on your 40-man roster. Then you decide who you're going to offer arbitration to and who you're not going to offer arbitration to. And so I think teams get a little hesitant, unless it's like, you know, like the Zimmerman type guy that's going to go up right at the top of the rotation type. They're a little hesitant to make a lot of commitments for the next week or so because they want to see who's going to be non-tendered, who's going to be out there that maybe could fill a void or be a guy that gives them a little depth that makes them easier for them to deal another player. So it'll start to pick up towards the end of the week, particularly next week when they get to be face-to-face at the winter meetings in Nashville. That's when they'll start to see more deals come down. Right now, you're going to just see primary free agents that get signed that teams feel like are better than what they've got in the field that they'd be able to trade for or acquire, that they feel that the free agent is a better situation for.
Tracy, I know I haven't had a chance to talk to you on these Mondays through the fall, but do you expect the Rockies to do a lot, whether it's next week at the owners' meetings or anything? Do you expect a lot of changes with the Rockies, or is it going to kind of be, you know, status quo for the most part, roster-wise?
I think pretty much status quo. I don't think there'll be anything that's going to shake people up, I'll put it that way. No, I think it's more looking to try to figure out how they're going to develop the pitching and move the pitching to the next level, seeing what they can do to get Madison a step better, get Gray a little bit better, and look for improvement from some of the young guys they have more than go out and try to make a big-time deal. You know, the free agents they brought here in the past, they brought in a few guys that had their reputations and were considered to be highly sought after, whether it's Swift, Kyle, or Hampton, all three different type pitchers. And it never worked out, and I think that just makes them wonder if maybe guys would don't want to spoil the back of their baseball cards, so that they're better off with younger, or unproven guys that feel like they need to come here and compete so they can have a big league job.
Tracy, haven't asked you about this. A couple weeks ago, Brandon Nimmo was put on the Mets 40-man roster. Where do you see, you know, it looks like he's going to start off, would it be realistic to say he'd start off in AAA this year? Do you think he can make a move up into the big leagues at some point this coming season?
I think the ability's there. I think it'll just depend on when the opportunity comes that the Mets have an opening. You know, since the day he signed, it's going to be a little, you're going to have to push a little bit more to get that opportunity with the Mets because they're a better team, you know, but I think that, you know, there'll be things that come along in the course of the year. He does, I think, is one of the guys that they're extremely high on. Obviously, they put him on the 40-man roster because they know that had they not, he would have been drafted by another team at the winter meetings. So they realize that that it's there. You know, it's just, I think, a little bit of it is he missed that first year when they were in the negotiations to sign him, and it's setting back a little bit just from getting comfortable in an environment. So it's some point this year he will get to the big leagues, and he's going to stay when he gets there. I mean, he's got the ability, he's got the mentality to be a very good big league ball player, and the opportunity is just around the corner for him.
Tracy, with some of the you know, managerial changes in the game, you know, with Mattingly out at L.A., goes to Miami, and Dave Roberts with the Dodgers. Now, what were your thoughts on some of the changes? Anything you thought really looked good? Any of them that you're kind of maybe scratching your head at a little bit?
Well, I think Mattingly will be very good for Miami because he doesn't. He's a lot like Joe Torre was, particularly with the Yankees, where Steinbrenner became a non-factor because Joe just wouldn't let it become an issue. As opposed to the managers before him, like Buck and those guys that would always leak things to the media because they'd want to make George look bad because they'd be upset about what was going on. Joe Torre did a pretty good job of internalizing it, not having it become a divisive force. I think Mattingly has that personality. He didn't make public issues out of a lot of the junk he had to deal with the Dodgers. I think he'll allow Loria to kind of fade more into the background because he's not going to be looking for support from the media and that, so he's not going to be trying to stir up a hornet's nest against the owner, realizing that, you know, if you can keep some calm and serenity, you got a better chance to succeed. And I think Torre was a great example of that with the Yankees, with what he was able to do in New York and the way the guys responded, because it didn't have distractions all the time in the clubhouse.
Tracy, switching gears, I know you've seen a lot of good football players at the University of Wyoming. Is Brian Hill the best running back you've ever seen there?
The durability and strength he has, and with his size, you don't think he's going to outrun defensive backs, you know?
Yeah.
The athleticism that he has is impressive, but you know, the durability, the hits he takes, there are times where you hear the collisions and you think you don't want to open your eyes, you're not sure who's going to get up. And nothing seems to faze him. I don't know that I can tell you anybody that I think as an offensive player, you know, as a playmaker type player that was close to what he has a capability of being. He's been a blessing in disguise. Been something exciting, I think, for the fans, and it gives them some hope to move forward with.
I say it like this, you know. You mentioned the hits he takes. More, a lot of times, he's the one that's delivering the hit, so maybe it's just a little different. He's not absorbing them, you know what I mean? He's the one that's the aggressor because he just runs so angry, and maybe that's but you're exactly right. He just keeps going. I mean, the guy stays healthy, and I know we said this about Wick, but he's just going to obliterate every rushing record that UW's got.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he leaves after another year just from a health standpoint of put up another 1,500 yards rushing next year, people are going to have to pay attention, and you know, you don't want to push the odds forever, but you know, just as a sophomore to have broken the single season rushing record and to have done it, you know, pretty spectacular style, because I think we all know that he was the focus of every defense. The idea was if we could stop Hill, they've got no chance, and I just think that to be the guy with a bounty on you and to take what he did, they wouldn't call him Timex. See, now Dave's old enough to understand that. You probably wouldn't, Keith. You're just a kid. But, you know, they used to say Timex, it takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
I know what that is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't know 37 years old was considered a kid anymore.
To Montgomery and myself?
I understand hourglasses. I do understand that, or water
the
clocks.
The sundial.
Sundials. Right? I understand sundials.
Glasses. I've seen you with glasses.
Tracy, good to talk to you. You going to go down to DU Wednesday night?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. It seems like the place to be.
The weather's going to be too bad for me.
It might be a little breezy.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be sunny.
Oh.
A little windy, I think. A little too windy.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Tracy.
See you guys.
Hey, Tracy, over there this coming weekend, okay?
I'll be there. Scout and I are going to show up.
All right.
Thanks, Tracy.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.